Just so we're clear, we're 44 days from the storm, and there are a few thousand people who are incarcerated who should be free. Let us be real clear on that. Ms. Francois just talked about her daughter. She paid the bond 2 weeks ago, and her daughter's at the death camp at Angola. There are hundreds and hundreds of other persons who have paid bonds, but they're still incarcerated. There are persons who have served their sentences, but they're still incarcerated. There are persons who are locked up for chippy little parole violations, such as not reporting to the parole officer on the appointed day. They are still locked up. All of these sons and daughters and mothers and fathers need to be with their families in this time of crisis, not interned in 43 facilities in Louisiana. Why, you ask, are all these people locked up still when they should be free? Number one, the court system is broken down to where it is still 44 days away from the storm and we don't have functioning criminal courts. The Supreme Court is closed until the end of October. But that's not the whole reason. We have judges who have signed orders telling the Department of Corrections to release people. Matter of fact, Judge Sins, on September 29th, a municipal court judge, signed an order saying release every municipal offender who is serving a sentence and release every person accused of a municipal misdemeanor. Release them too on their own recognizance. Why are they still locked up, you ask? It's real simple. Secretary Stalter, the Department of Corrections secretary, announced to the legislature 2 days ago the reason. We want FEMA money. The secretary will go to Washington, maybe next month, maybe he's already been there. And he's going to demand $75 to $85 a day for these 8,300 plus people that are being held in our jails. Make no mistake about it, it is all about the dollar. Yet these folks who are locked up have the right and the constitutional right to their liberty, but the Department of Corrections is all about the dollar. And using these poor folks, feeding them bologna sandwiches, 3 meals a day, so they can get the Washington buck. My organization, the Louisiana Criminal Defense Lawyers Association, has interviewed 8,200 of these persons who were evacuated. The stories are tremendous. We can't tell you, we would be here for days telling you the stories. We have the data, but more importantly, the Department of Corrections has the data on every individual that they have in custody. They know the release date. They know people who have posted bonds, but yet they refuse to issue, open the doors to the jail. If anybody has any questions about this, I'd be more than glad to answer.
What is your name, sir?
Nick Trentacosta. T-R-E-N-T-I-C-O-S-T-A.